Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. So I call life to this body in Jesus' name. I call health and healing to this body in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, how about we do one of these? Are you ready? What do we say? This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer, therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe, I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. Praise God. Oh, God is so good. So, we're going to start in James chapter 1. Because of what we ended on James last week and kind of walked right into what God had for us today. So, open your Bibles to James chapter 1. Whew! Oh, man. And we're going to read this, starting in verse 2. It says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. So we count it all joy when trials come because we know that this test is going to bring us to endurance, strengthening us. Amen. So that's why we can count it all joy. Number two, count it all joy, knowing that if we fight the good fight of faith, we win. Yeah. So we know now, amen, that we win. And that any test that comes, we will overcome. And it will endure us, strengthen us. Hallelujah. But it's a test, right? Yeah. You'll get tested. God will test you with good things. The devil will test you with bad things. It is what it is. All right. Verse 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen. If any of you lacks, let him ask of God, who gives wisdom. Right? If any of you lacks, you know what? And that's interesting. I just said, if any of you lacks, let him ask of God. I left the word wisdom out. That is very, very important. Yeah. If you lack, go to God. Go to God. What's the first thing when we lack? When the world lacks, what's the first thing they do? They go to the bank. Yeah. When they lack, they go to the right. That's what they do. They get when people lack, they go to the food pantry. When people lack, they stand on the corner with a sign. When people lack, right, they try to accomplish everything in their own strength, that's right, and in their own power. But we're to ask of God.
Amen.
And I can preach on that for days. But anyway, so let's read this again the proper way. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Amen. And it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith. Do what? Ask in faith. If we're going to ask God, then we've got to ask in faith. Well, faith, if we're going to ask God anything, we've got to know that he wants us to have it. Amen.
Amen.
Or else we wouldn't be in faith. We would be hoping.
That's right.
There might be a little doubt there. I'm not sure God wants me to have this. Well, if you can't find his will on that in the word, he probably doesn't want you to have what you're about to ask. See, we know that if we're going to ask him of his will, what does it say? We know he hears us.
Amen.
Right? This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his word or his will, it says, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we have the petitions that we've asked of him. So obviously, if we ask anything that's already according to his will, it's ours.
Amen.
Right? But he says here, you better ask in faith. Amen. The only way to ask in faith is to know God wants you to have it. Amen. So that's easy right there. So let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man and unstable in all.
All?
Yeah. Wait a minute. All? He's unstable in all his ways. Now, very important. We can't doubt. We can't doubt God. Our God is faithful. We know that. If he who Bible says he who promised is also able to perform, he's faithful in it. Amen. If God said it, he'll do it. As he spoke, he'll make it good. Amen. I've quoted that for weeks now. So if our faith or our asking is like a wave of the sea in the wind, and it's driven and tossed. Well, thank you, Father, for that. Oh, well, I'm not sure he really wants. Oh, well, thank you, Father. Would you really want me to have something like? Oh, that's here we are, right? We're being tossed and driven by the circumstances. See, and that's what a boat does. When it's on the water, you're not under power. You're not under a sail. The boat will do whatever that wind and those waves say for it to do. It has to. Can't go against it. If the wind's pushing it one way, it will go that way. The only way for that boat to fight that wind is to get under power.
Amen.
Kick the motor.
Yes.
Then he can do what? Anywhere he wants to go.
That's right.
That boat can go anywhere it wants to go. It can go against the wind, against the waves, no matter how big, how strong, they can still go against. Might take some time getting there, depending on how big the waves are, how hard the wind is blowing. But under power, they can still get away.
Yeah.
He can still go at it. He can still fight.
Amen.
He can still fight. See, this is what a Christian's life is. Here's our under power, right? Here's our prop. See, here's our motor, right? And see, when we decide that, hey, the circumstances have come against us, what do? We get the power out.
Yes.
We turn the key. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That just turned the key, see?
Yes, yes.
That turned the key. That put me under power. I'm in control. I'm in power now. The wind's not tossing me.
That's right.
The circumstances aren't pushing me. I am not under the circumstances. I am above
Amen.
The circumstances.
Right.
Amen. Therefore, I joy in the trial. That's the only way I know that I can joy.
Yep.
See, I'm under power. But if I'm a wave or if I'm a boat that's being driven and tossed by the wind, by the waves, I'm no longer under power. I'm under its power.
Right.
I'm under its control. This is why we cannot doubt. This is why faith is so important to us, right? The just shall live by faith, right? This is why it is so important for us to know the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
To fight the good fight of faith. Amen.
Yes.
But knowing the Word of God, you know, you're not going to be a boat, not under power, no sail, out in the middle of the ocean, being tossed, driven and around, and not have a map.
That's right.
Not have a map? If it's not dark out, you can't use the stars. Well, what if it's cloudy? Now you really can't see the stars.
No.
So your map is gone. You can't navigate now by the stars. You're just out there. You're just out there. You have no control. The enemy can do whatever he wants. But see, we've got our map right here.
That's right.
We've got our compass right here. We've got our ignition key right here. This is our gas for the motor right here.
Yes.
Amen. This is our prop. Amen. Right?
Yeah.
This is why and how we gain control over all circumstances. Right?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. This is how important it is for us to guard what we say.
Yes.
All right. Amen. This is so important that we guard our tongue. Woo! I can tell I'm going to feel good today.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, start there. It says, this is Jesus, and he says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. What? A tree is known by its fruit. A man is known by his fruit. A man is known by what he says. A man is known by what he does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If I was a wife beater and I beat my wife, I would be known as a wife beater.
Yes.
Right? if I was that way, right? That's the way I would be known. But if I was a merciful man,
amen,
a giving man,
yes,
loving man,
yes,
then I would be known as that, right?
Amen.
We're known by our fruit. We're known by what we produce. If I love others as much as I love myself, I'll be known that way.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
Right. All right. So, I'll be known by my fruit. Amen. Verse 34 says, brood of vipers, Jesus don't play. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what we're putting in here is going to come out of our mouth. What we're putting into our heart is going to come out of our mouth. What we believe will come out of our mouth.
Amen.
What we believe will come out of our mouth. Amen. So, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word. Remember, we're talking about what's coming out of our mouth. He says, I say to you, every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words, this is Jesus talking now. Remember, he don't play. He says, for by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. That's very strong. So now we see then how important it is to guard our tongue, right?
Amen.
To guard our mouth, to put good things in our heart, because that's what's going to come out of our mouth.
Amen.
Right? Because it's out of the good treasure. It's going to, right? Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. I better put good things in me, huh?
Amen.
I should put good things in me. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Wow, I mean, that's strong. Look at Jesus and what he just said. By your words, you're justified.
Right.
And by your words, you're condemned. He says, every idle word that you speak, you'll give an account for. Well, what's an idle word? An idle word is an unproductive word, right? It's unproductive. Oh, man, I hate that chick. That's unproductive. Right? That's pretty unproductive. Not a good thing to give account for.
That's right?
Right? Every idle word. Oh man, I'm broke. That's an idle word.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're speaking it into existence. Right? Yeah. Understand it. You may be. But guess what? Don't say it.
Right.
What are we supposed to say? Total opposite.
That's right.
The total opposite. Right? And that's how we're justified.
Yeah, right.
We're justified by what we speak.
That's right.
I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Every time someone blesses me, I call them blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. 100-fold return to them on their giving. Why? Why do I do that? Because I want them blessed.
Amen.
The Bible says, as ye sow, ye shall reap.
That's right.
So I have a right that when someone sows to me, I can bless them.
Amen.
That's my right as a believer. Why? Because I believe it.
Amen.
Why? Because the Word said it. Simple stuff, right? But you know, people, they won't even dig into here to find out how to fight their battle. How do I get against this wind that's come against me? How can I stop these waves from pushing me around? I got to get under power. How do I get under power? We got to get the power out.
Yes.
And then you open up and find the verse, and that verse turns the key.
Yes.
We turn the key, and now we're in control. And that boat will go, that circumstance has to go wherever you want it to go.
Amen.
Just as we talked about the mulberry bush. When the mulberry tree is told to get up and go jump in the sea, it's got to obey you.
That's right.
But our faith cannot obey what it does not hear.
Right. Amen.
Our faith cannot obey what it does not hear. So, we've got to speak it.
Yeah.
But we got, in order to believe it, we got to put it in here, right in our heart.
Yeah.
Got to put it in our heart.
Amen.
Can't think it. We got to believe it.
Right.
I know that by heart.
Yes.
You know, everybody knows.
Yeah.
John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We know that by heart. See, we know that by heart. That's one of the scriptures that we used when we got born again.
Amen.
Right? So we know that one by heart. And this is how important it is. The more you activate the word in your life, the more you'll know it and believe it. And that's your victory. That's how you get up on top of the circumstance. Amen. So, if we're going to have to give an account for the words that we speak, then I want them to be good words. Right? Amen. I, as a pastor or a preacher or any other man who is a leader, we want our words, our sermons, our advice to be accurate.
Amen.
When we speak or when we counsel anyone as ministers, when we counsel, it's got to be accurate. We are going to stand before God if it is not. Yeah, it's got to be right. It has to be accurate.
Amen.
And that's why we are, especially the ministers of this house, are so adamant about the word, speak the word only.
Amen.
That's all we do is speak the word only. And if it doesn't say it in there, we don't speak it.
Amen.
Because I want to give account right. When I give account, I want to be blessed in that account. I want to stand before that judgment seat and say, praise God, I'm walking out of here with diamonds and rubies and all my works are fine shine. You know what I'm saying? Not burned up like hay, wood, and stubble.
Yeah,
right? That's how it's important for us. I mean, that's why you are a blessed people. Because we,
yeah,
as your ministers, we it's our desire in our heart to make sure that we're accurate.
Right.
Every one of us. Amen. It's our desire to be accurate. I know it's your desire to be accurate. You go out and you do the outreach ministries and you go out and you minister and you want to be accurate.
Yes.
It's so important.
Yep.
It's so important. Amen. Because see, people can't get born again by a lie.
That's right.
But they can get born again by the truth.
Amen.
Right. The truth is what sets them free.
That's right.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. That's what he said.
Amen.
Jesus don't play, does he?
Amen.
He's right here. He's always right there. He doesn't beat around the bush. He tells the bush to move.
That's right.
Amen. Which is exactly how we're to live our lives.
Right.
You know, we calm the sea just as he calmed the sea. We have the right. See, remember what I talked about last week? We're in the storm. We're not under power. The motor's not working. Uh-oh, now what's going on? We're being tossed by the storm, by the circumstance, right? Well, uh-oh, what do we do? What do we do? So I remember there was a story in the Bible about Jesus was on the water and Peter was on the water walking or something like that, and the wind got real crazy and everything. And remember when Jesus was asleep in the boat? I remember something about him being asleep in a boat. And his people, disciples, were all freaking out because of the waves and stuff. And they went and they woke up, Master, Master, Master. He got up and said, what is your problem? Peace be still.
Yeah.
And the waves and the wind.
Oh,
see, we have the right to use that story. Because Jesus did it, we can do it. Oh, man. The works that I do, ye will do also, and greater works than these will ye do, because I go to my Father.
Amen.
I have the right to use that story.
Amen.
I have the right to tell the sea and the wind to be peaceful in Jesus' name.
That's right.
See, what is that? I just got under power again. See, I just gained control. I didn't allow fear to take over. Fear out on the water when you can't see land will take over instantly. Especially when things start going wrong.
Yeah.
You know, when you're under power, the wind and the waves are coming at you, but you still got power. It's all right. We're just going to be moving a little slower. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's all right. We're in control. When you're under power, you got power. See, you got power. You driving that boat. You got the gas going. You know, you've got the power. But when that power goes out, who does fear try to take over? Oh, well, it's no different than the circumstances that come against us in our lives. That when they tell you you're sick and dying, when they tell you you owe you know $100,000 in back taxes, whatever it might be, when the circumstances try to get in control of you, don't be double-minded.
That's right.
We go to the Word, we turn the key, and we become in control. Hallelujah. And we thank God and praise God for the victory. See, because we already know that we win.
Amen.
So we praise Him now. We don't wait until it happens. Amen. Woof, I'm really, really going slow here. So a good man will speak good things. Amen. He'll be known as a good man by what comes out of his mouth and by his actions. That's how he'll be known. You'll be known as a good woman. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Kathy, Arlena, whoo, good cooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good cooks. I'm happy, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's cooking day, I'm happy that Arlena and Kathy are here.
Yeah.
They are known because they are good cooks.
That's right.
They're known by the good food they cook, right?
Amen.
They're known as good ministers. They're known as good women. Amen.
Faithful.
They're faithful. Amen.
Yes,
they see, but they are known, right? See, we are known by our good works.
That's right.
We're new. When you guys go out to the nursing home, you are known as the nursing home ministers.
That's right.
Now that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that is so important to me, and it's so important to God, and it should be so important to you because that's your ministry.
Yeah.
And that is why you're here.
Yeah.
And the people that you go minister to, you are getting born again. And it's only because of you.
Hallelujah.
Because you were there, they're going to heaven and not hell.
That's right.
That's how important you are. Do you understand?
Lord, yes.
If you could only just picture what hell is going to be like, those people are saved. I was passing the church sign. The church sign says, will your friends curse you in hell or praise you in heaven, if you get them saved? Are you hiding Jesus from them? Will they curse you in hell? Why didn't you tell me about Jesus?
Yeah, that's right.
Why didn't you care enough about me to get me born again?
Yeah.
Will they curse you like that in hell?
Mm.
We've seen a story about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just a drop of water, just a drop.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go real quick and just try to get him born again real quick. He'll listen to me. No, he won't listen to you.
No.
We've got these stories in here, right?
Yeah.
I don't want him to curse me.
No.
So, everybody knows who I am. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. I was training this dude. And somebody told him I was a pastor. And all of a sudden, man, and of course, he's in my truck, so I'm driving this guy around all day. He all of a sudden gets Mr. Spiritual. And he works hard in the ministry. Works real hard.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
Where are you going to church right now? Oh, well, we're trying a couple different places, you know. So you're not really working in the ministry. You see, it's real easy to catch people up. You know, we were going over, this is how they do. We were going over here to this one, see, and then they started acting weird. And saying the pastor said some weird things. So we're not going there no more. Oh, where are you going? Ah, you know, I'm looking around. But they all of a sudden they get real spiritual and they want to tell you how important they are to their church and all the works that they've done. And that's what makes them feel important, I guess. I mean, amen. But you see, you understand how so important you are when you go out and you get people born again and you heal their bodies. When their broken bodies need healing, guess what? You've got the answer.
Amen.
That's how awesome you are. I mean, I'm blessed. I'm so thankful that you're here.
Great.
That's how important you are to me. Because you're doing it.
That's right.
You are doing it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's so important to me, but I know it's more important to God. And it's so vitally important to those you're ministering to.
Amen.
And so I'm blessed, and I call you blessed because of that. A good man can't speak evil or gossip about others and be known as a good man.
Right.
That goes for women too.
Amen.
You look at it this way. You know, your words, we've been trained this way. Our words are a spiritual force.
That's right.
Right? They are a spiritual force. God framed the entire world by his words, by what he spoke. And that's how your, in the name of Jesus Christ, words, how strong they are. You can frame your world, which I've preached this. You frame your word in the name of Jesus Christ by what you say.
Amen.
If you're trying to do it in your own name and in your own power, you've got your own power. And then you may or may not get it done. But see, in the name of Jesus Christ, when we use the name that is above every name, right? We're using the name that's been given to us. With had all authority. Remember Jesus said, all authority has been given to me both in heaven and earth, therefore, go.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said. That's what he said. I heard him.
Get up and go.
So, and we're going.
Yes.
We're going. Amen. And I'm not going to get done at all. So, I really wanted to get to... You got a couple minutes, all right?
Yeah, we do.
Man, if I get on this... Our world is controlled by what comes out of our mouth. Therefore, our world is controlled by the word.
Yes.
So we go to where? Mark. Go to Mark. Mark 11. Real quick, I shouldn't even start this. I should wait till next week. But I'll introduce it today and we'll get our preach on tomorrow. Or next Sunday. Mark 11. Now, I always like to start in verse 20. So it's one of my favorites. Because I have a sermon called Your Morning is on Its Way. It says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up by the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, talking about Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. I always say, have the God kind of faith.
Amen.
Have faith in God. And then he goes on, for assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this
mountain,
whatever circumstance comes against you, whoever says to this bill, this mortgage, this disease, whoever says, right? Whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, it will be done. And whatever he says, oh, Jesus, I just threw another scripture in there. let me go back there. What he does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will do what? He will have whatever he says.
Yeah.
Whatever he thinks? Whatever he writes down?
No,
it's whatever he says.
Okay.
And what he says is because of what he believes. He said he believes in his heart and does not doubt. This is how we got born again, right?
Amen.
We confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus. We believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead.
Yes.
We know Romans 10, 9 and 10 like the back of our hand, right?
That's right.
How we got born again. Amen. So now we're seeing here that whatever circumstance comes against me, the wind and the sea and the waves, if I'm out there and I'm not under control, I tell that thing, guess what? Calm down.
That's right.
I have the right to do that, right?
Amen.
Blind eyes see.
Yes.
Why? Well, because Jesus healed blind eyes.
That's right.
Deaf ears hear.
Amen.
Why? Well, because Jesus healed deaf ears. Lame people walk. Right? I mean, arms and legs and leprosy falls off. Listen, if leprosy falls off,
Amen.
Disease can fall off.
That's right.
I've seen cancer fall off of a body.
Amen.
Just through laying on of hands.
Amen.
It's no matter what the mountain is, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the mountain is, it must be removed.
Amen.
But it's only by what we say.
Because
we believed in our heart. So, praise the Lord. You can close your Bibles this morning. then so it is of utmost importance that we do something. We guard our mouth. You guard our heart too as well. Because what out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So yes, guard your heart. Guard what you speak, right? It's really easy to guard what you speak because everything we say comes as a thought first anyway. Unless you're a habitual cusser. You may not know it and you just blow it out. Bleep, you know. Bleep, bleep, bleep. You know, what the bleep? But we guard our heart. We guard what comes into our... See, if it's going to... It'll come here first into our thought process. And then we make a decision on if we're going to say or speak that, right? If we're going to agree with that thought that came in. Man, I sure would like a Reuben. Yeah, I'm going to go get a Reuben. Right? Right? Because, well, it came as a thought first. Maybe down here. I don't know. But yeah. A little growling of the tummy said, Reuben! You know.
Yeah.
But, amen. But it comes as a thought. Just like I was telling you. Oh, man, my allergies, right? See, I caught myself. But it came as a thought first. Oh, man, here's the thought. My nose is clogged up. Oh, my, oop. So I don't claim it as mine, right? I don't have to claim it as mine. Jesus claimed it as his. It's no longer mine. Unless I decide to take it back. I have the right to do so. Yeah. I'm not going to.
No.
Because I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, amen. I just turned the key. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, chastised my peace. So upon him by his stripes, I am healed.
Right.
I just turned the key, got under control.
That's right.
I'm in control. So I tell that disease in the name of Jesus Christ, get off of my body.
That's right.
Be removed. Be cast into the sea. I'm not double-minded.
No way.
So I don't doubt. I don't doubt that it'll be done now. Because he said it will be done. It will be done.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What we say with our mouth and believe in our heart will be done.
Amen.
Whoo, does that tell you how powerful you are?
Yeah.
But then how much more we must control our tongue.
Yeah,
you can't just blurt stuff out, right? That guy's an idiot. Uh-oh. Amen. I mean... Right? Amen, right? We can't curse our kids. You're never going to be anything, are you? You're not amount to anything. You're worthless. I mean, there's people, their parents telling their kids this all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Call them idiots. Got to watch ourselves, right? But our worlds are framed by what we say.
Amen.
So, I'm not going to allow anyone to frame my world for me. Right? I frame my own world, right?
Yes.
I just have to cover myself.
Yeah, act right.
I can't allow anyone. And act right, yeah. I got to act right. Got to cover myself. I got to know the word, right? Amen. We're always in warfare.
Yeah.
We're always at battle. Always. It doesn't just, I'm going to leave you alone this week. The devil don't leave nobody alone.
No.
He doesn't leave nobody alone. Amen. Doesn't matter if you're a bad person or a good person. He wants to kill everybody.
That's right.
He doesn't care if you're born again or not.
That's
he
right.
doesn't care. He actually, if you're not born again, you're even easier to kill.
True.
You're probably out there serving him as it is, you know. But just because you're serving him does not mean he likes you.
That's right. Yeah, he'll double back on you.
Yeah, I mean...
Double cross it.
There's a saying, it's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
Wow.
What in the heck is wrong with people?
You're up.
Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. You have no clue. I mean, really? Or to be first in hell and second in heaven. You ever heard that one? Yeah. It's usually how crazy wild people or bikers or whatever that... say that kind of thing. I've seen it on people's jackets. It's what's coming out of our mouth. It's coming out of our mouth. We got to guard our tongues. We got to guard our heart. Got to guard our life.
Yeah.
You know, we guard our kids.
Yeah.
We do, don't we? I mean, we guard our kids. Okay. We watch over them. We guard over them. We don't let nobody hurt them. It's time to guard ourselves as well. Amen. All right, praise God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah.
God awesome. Is good.
Woo. That was awesome.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. Not a little biased mom there.
Lift your hands to heaven. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving us the strength, the endurance, the power in the Word of God. To be above and not beneath. To be ahead and not the tail. That we are victorious because of the Word of God. I praise you for that, Father, and I thank you that as we go this week, let your blessings be upon us in Jesus' name. Let your angels be in charge to guard and keep us in Jesus' name. And I thank you as we go, as our nursing home ministry goes out today, that people, lives will be saved and people will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. And all of God's people said, amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed week. Praise God.